The content of this podcast is from the manual Prepare to Survive, Prepare to Help, Community Training in Emergency Planning for People with Disabilities. The training manual was created by the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities and Volunteer Canada. This community training was created with the idea that workshops will have people with a diversity of abilities in the room. All of the podcasts have been created to make the training more accessible to individuals with visual disabilities. So, here's some things you need to know. All PowerPoints mentioned in this podcast are available on the BC Coalition of People with Disabilities website, bccpd.bc.ca. All video clips mentioned in this podcast are on the Ready for Crisis YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/readyforcrisis. This podcast covers the following sections of the training manual. Community response, including objectives, learning outcomes, how it is done, materials, and energizer activities. All handouts for this section of the training manual are available as separate downloads on the BCCPD podcast homepage. Podcast 7, Community Response, 45 minutes. Objective, to practice community response and recovery in emergency scenarios. Learning outcomes. Participants will gain knowledge of the multiple disability issues to consider during response and recovery. Participants will gain knowledge of the importance of community networks during and after emergencies. How it is done. Divide into groups of 4 to 5 people. Assign one scenario per group and encourage the group to adapt the scenario to their specific group. For example, to include disabilities or causes of social exclusion someone in the group is familiar with. Alternatively, the facilitators may want to customize the scenarios in advance to suit the group, location, and type of hazards that you may face in your area. Ask each group to select a facilitator. Ask someone in the group to read the scenario out loud and then record answers to the questions in the scenario's group process notes section, 30 minutes. Facilitators rotate between small group discussions, providing support, time reminders, and assistance with communication if needed. Return to the larger group and debrief the activity by asking, what community networks were you able to use to respond to the scenario? Were you able to discuss how to draw on assets from communities, groups, and organizations? What gaps did you notice? Note for the group if there are community networks missing from the analysis, for example, disability groups, community centers, cultural centers, and faith groups. Materials. Emergency Scenarios, page 80 to 87. Flip charts, markers, and stickers for each table. Optional. Map your neighborhood brochure from the Neighborhood Emergency Response Team, page 96. Energizer, 5 minutes. Objective, to shift pace and wake people up. Choose one of the following. A. Breathing. How it is done. Ask everyone to silently pay attention to their breathing for 2 minutes. B. Self-care. How it is done. Ask everyone to spend 5 minutes doing something they need to do to take care of themselves, such as stretching, silent breathing, or meditation. C. Stretch and self-care. how it is done. Ask someone to lead a 5-minute stretching session that can be adapted to most of the people in the room. Invite anyone who cannot do any or all of the stretches to do something they need to do to take care of themselves. You have reached the end of Podcast 7. The training manual and this podcast are funded by the Government of Canada's Social Development Partnership Program, Disability Component. For more information on the training, contact Karen Martin. That's Karen at bccpd.bc.ca.